Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Julie Cagliosi. She's Mrs. District of Columbia, America. She's coming on tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Skylar Witte, Miss Wisconsin USA 2017, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Let's welcome your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. I'm so pleased that you could join us. We have a fantastic show lined up for you tonight, because today we have Julie Cagliosi. She is Mrs. District of Columbia, America 2017. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hi.
I'm so glad we got to talk to you tonight. Now, tell me just a little bit about how you got involved in all this craziness that we know as pageants. And the word I like to use is, what are your pageants or your past pageant experiences?
Yes, well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me on your show. I'm so excited and honored that you asked me to be here today. And my whole pageant journey really started about 8 months ago when I officially signed up to really just run for Mrs. DC America 2017. I always wanted to do it, and I decided this was really the time. My daughter was 6 months old, and I really wanted to be able to get my cause and my platform out there. And I told my husband, let's just go for it, and he was 110% supportive.
So no pageants before this at all? None?
When I was younger, I tried one small pageant, and it was not very successful. I wasn't really sure of myself at the time as a teenager, and I kind of always thought about going back to it, and I just decided this was the right year.
Fantastic. Now, tell me, what is your favorite phase of competition? There's always a lot of different phases to the competition. What's your favorite?
My favorite was definitely the swimsuit. I really enjoyed being out there. I am a fitness professional as well, so I really loved being able to show all my hard work out there and celebrate women's beauty, because I think we're all beautiful, and no matter what size you are.
Okay. Now, I see here that your platform is pregnancy, loss, and miscarriage. What got you interested in that?
Well, I am a mother of a double rainbow, and if you are not familiar with it, a double rainbow is a baby that was born after two losses. So since it was something that touched me personally, I really wanted women to not feel alone, because believe it or not, Tim, up to 25% of all pregnancies will end in a miscarriage. So I was not alone. I was just a number, and I didn't want people to feel alone like I once did. I felt very isolated, and you can lead into depression and some other issues. And I really didn't want other people to feel alone. So really just getting out there to tell my story. And I recently launched my website and working with a lot of local foundations. It's just been really nice to get that story out there.
Now, I see also that you do some research in dietary science. Does that dovetail at all into pregnancy loss? Is someone's diet, can that affect their chances of a miscarriage? Or,
well, there's really no known, it can be for a host of different reasons of why someone may suffer from a miscarriage. That's why it's so prevalent that women can have it. Certainly diet can play a role, but it's not exactly a big factor. My training in the past was, I am a dietitian by trade, so I did have the opportunity to do some research, but my research was mostly in cardiovascular disease and looking at risk preferences as well as actual food intake to see what was a better indicator of cardiovascular disease in the future.
Okay. Well, we've come to the portion of the show that I really enjoy, which is we go back in time to when you were in primary school, and it's time for show and tell. So you brought something along for tonight's show. Why don't you tell us all about it? See how I said show and tell? That was pretty good.
Yes, that was great.
Thank you.
I do have something to show and tell. And this is a beautiful bracelet that my sister queen, my adorable little sister, made for me. So this year, our director, Raquel Riley Thomas, also introduced the Little Miss DC pageant. And there's a few other Little Misses in the surrounding area. And I have a wonderful little sister named Tiara. And she actually made me this beautiful bracelet. And as you can see, it's red, white, and blue because nice. She gave me two of them right before our 4th of July parade together this year. So we were fortunate enough, since, you know, I am in DC and, you know, really celebrating our nation's capital, we were in one of the oldest parades, and she gave me two of these, and it was just so precious, and she is such a doll, and I'm honored that I'm her big sister.
That is great. That is just wonderful. Now, I was reading through your bio, and something really struck me. You list swimming with sharks as one of your hobbies.
Yes.
Are you out of your mind? they eat people. Would you swim with jellyfish? I mean, jelly at least sounds tasty for me. This is very scary. Why do you swim with sharks?
Well, sometimes it was accidental. It wasn't necessarily planned the first time.
Okay.
My husband and I were in our honeymoon in the Seychelles, and we were scuba diving, and we were in this beautiful beach in Ladigue, and there were some sharks. So it was, thankfully they were friendly sharks, but we were not really anticipating swimming with them that first time. And I will tell you, after we were safe and sound, it is kind of exhilarating having that sense of adventure.
Well, I'm worried for you. I've now seen 47 meters down a few times, and I think you need to go watch that educational video and rethink this, because I'm very concerned.
Okay. I will definitely check it out before I swim with them again. I've swum with them twice so far, so if I go a third time, I'll definitely check out that movie.
Now, when you do that, do you ever have to swim past Mike Phelps as he's prepping, or...
No, he is a much stronger swimmer than I am, I will have to say.
Okay. Because, you know, that's about to happen as we're doing this live. Next week is Shark Week. So it's not a very good week to be a seal, as they say. Mike Phelps is going to race a shark, so I'm going to ask, when we're doing this, by the time some people watch this on YouTube, it'll have passed. I want your prediction. Do you think the shark wins or Mike?
I have to put my money on Michael Phelps. He is one fast swimmer.
I did hear, to help motivate him, they're going to smear him with barbecue sauce just prior to putting him in the water. I'm kidding.
I was like,
no, they're not doing that. Sauce, no, they're just gonna cut a vein. That's all. Anyway. Now, we're getting kind of close to the end of our time. It goes very, very quickly. Isn't that amazing? What are some of the things that you want to tell our viewers about your year of service?
Well, I've always been a community advocate even before pageantry, and I think that pageantry is really just giving me an additional platform to be able to have people kind of take notice. It is amazing on what you can do with this beautiful piece of glitz, for sure. So I'm trying to do a lot of work within my state or within the district right now. So not only with the Cade Foundation, which is a foundation that I'm a board member with that helps give the gift of family, and people actually will get IVF to help people who cannot afford it and have trouble with infertility, which is a wonderful organization. I'm also doing some fundraising for Victoria's Voice, which is Mrs. America's charity of choice, as well as some other local foundations, including for the local foster family. Right now, I'm getting some school supplies ready, since it, believe it or not, is going to be almost back to school time.
Now, I do like to ask this question, because this was your first pageant in a while. A question I like to ask is when you got there, when you first arrived at the Mrs. DC America pageant, okay, and you saw the other ladies there, what was that like, and what were some of the feelings that you were going through as you first got there, and how did that evolve up until the point where you got crowned?
Well, I went in, as with anything else, I go with everything in with 110%, and I wanted this journey for myself and my family. It was completely a celebration of the love I have for my home of DC and my beautiful family. And I knew at the end of the day, I was going to come out a winner regardless if I ended up home with the crown. The women were absolutely fantastic. We've had different meetings coming up to it, so I got to know the girls pretty well, and it really was just at that point a culmination and a celebration. I did, however, just love that stage, and as soon as I stepped out there, I said, I'm gonna have fun. I had 40 plus people in the audience, and I was felt so grateful that they were all there, and I just wanted to be able to have a good evening. And when I won, there is definitely about a 20 second delay that I realized that, oh my goodness, they just said my name. I was a little bit in shock.
Yeah, that moment is a shock for a lot of folks. And it really is amazing. I have to say, the thing that I've talked to people and people that have seen the movie Hunger Games, they have confirmed this for me. Now, I've been the MC, so I just get to watch it from the side. But I'm told there's kind of like a fish tank effect where your ears, you just kind of hear things different and it seems kind of blurry out there, that there's kind of just like a little bit of confusion that happens when you get out on the stage sometimes, and particularly in that moment where they call your name. And I always point to, if you've seen the movie Hunger Games, when Jennifer Lawrence first gets on the stage with Stanley Tucci's character, they kind of do that with the sound and I always say that is a great example of first time on stage or first time in a while on stage, or just being bewildered on stage for a moment, and then you gotta get through that. I think most people do get through it, but that first second it really hits you, and you have to be ready for it.
Yes, it was incredible though, and everybody was so welcoming, and just to see the audience, and the first person I saw was actually my husband after they called my name, so it was a nice moment to be able to see him jumping up and down with excitement for our win, because it really was a family win.
Well, that's great. We want to take a look at the website for your pageant as well. MrsAmerica.com is where you're going to be going out to, and as we record this, it's about a month out is what you're telling me, which I have to look up this time. There we go. Where in the country are we going to be talking that the pageant is going to be held?
We're going to be in Las Vegas at the wonderful Westgate Hotel. So they are gracious enough to host us again this year. So I'm really excited to be able to head out in just a month today.
Yeah, and it's an entire week, if memory serves, for Mrs. America. You're going to have a fabulous time. And it's going to be a week that you remember for a very, very long time.
Well, yes.
We're getting to the end, which means, of course, this is where I ask to see your best pageant wave. So I'm going to switch it over to the single shot of just you. Now, I'm going to set the stage for you. You are on the back of a convertible. Let's make it a Lamborghini, okay? Ooh. You're on the back of a Lamborghini in a parade there in the D.C. area. I hear they have one approximately every 2 days. And just hop on the back of this thing, and let's see your best pageant wave. Remember to work both sides of the the parade. Okay, yeah, now get that arm in there so we can see it. Okay. All right, so you're kind of doing one of the classics, kind of the figure eight with the hand, and she is doing good scanning of the crowd. Good job Fantastic.
You have to make sure you get both sides. It's an honor to be able to be on a parade and have people cheering for you.
That's right. And also, it's good to watch both sides, because sometimes there's a naughty little seven-year-old with a water balloon, and you want to know where they're coming from. So remember to check those blind spots.
You know, okay, just, yeah. So if one ever comes at me, am I supposed to try to catch it or dunk?
No, what you do is you encourage the child to hit the driver. Oh. Hit him. The 7-year-olds are very easy to manipulate. Just, you know, point and it'll work almost every time, because they don't care who they hit. They just want to hit somebody. So that's all you really need to do. So okay. a little advice from a former 7-year-old boy.
I love that. I'll have to keep that in mind. A 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I will definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a long haul ahead of you. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. You're still at the point though where you're nailing things shut and that sort of thing, so they're not.
Oh, this whole house is definitely baby proofed as I'm looking around right now.
Put things up high. Well, fantastic.
Sometimes it's too. Sometimes you have to forget how to actually open things.
Hey, parents aren't the most trustworthy all the time either. You gotta watch them. Thank you so very much for coming on the show tonight. And we want to thank you for coming, and we wish you the best of luck and success at your national pageant as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Julie Cagliosi. She is Mrs. District of Columbia America 2017, and we're wishing you Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams, Julie.
Submitting material to the pageant cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with a great idea. We know you have some. A recent crowning, a shout out to someone, a shout out to a sponsor. Record a short video on your iPhone or webcam, but remember to include your name and title. And remember to send it to submit@pageantcast.com. Videos are best because we are a video show after all, but photos and stories are welcomed as well.
Get yours in now at the start before the competition for space gets too big.
Don't be afraid to be creative.
We can't wait to see what you'll come up with.